Hello, WBFY listeners. You're in for a special treat. For the next 3 hours, we're doing a program produced by KUNM in Albuquerque, covering blues music and voices from Black history. Without further ado, here's the Black History Month special from WBFY and KUNM Albuquerque.
All right, stay tuned for the Black History Month special tonight. My name is Mary Owishi. I'll be your host. Although I won't be saying much, I'm going to let the legends of Black history and the legends of the blues both speak for themselves tonight. A lot of great music, a lot of great information. I'm sure you're going to enjoy it. And we're going to have a special 7-second cameo appearance. By someone who you will probably recognize. Stay tuned.
Frederick Douglass is an example of somebody who's done an amazing job and is being recognized more and more, I notice.
It is glorious, this history of ours. It is a great story, that of the Negro in America. It began way before America was America, or the USA, the USA. It covers a wide span, our story. Let me tell it to you.
They know it won't be no shirking. Hee-hi-ho, I know I'll get my pay. Ain't no use kicking, cause I'll be picking till all my children is grown. Then I'll shuffle and skip and shuffle to have a field of my own. All my life, I've been making it all my life. White folks taking it, this old heart, they just breaking it. Ain't got a thing to show for what I've done, done. But things get brighter, load get lighter, I'll keep a-plugging away. Sing my song like I'm happy and gay all day. Just tell the world for me, my soul done set me free. That's the song I'll sing till they put me under the sleigh. Then I'll shuffle, skip, and scuffle to have a field of my own.
all my life. I've been making it all my life. White folks taking it, it's all hard. They's just breaking it. Ain't got a thing to show for what I've done, done. But things get brighter, don't get lighter. I'll keep on plugging away. Sing my song like I am happy and gay all day. Just tell the world for me. My soul done set me free. That's the song I'll sing till they push me under the sleigh.
Expected to sing as well as to work. A silent slave was not liked either by masters or overseers. Make a noise there, make a noise there, and bear a hand were words usually addressed to slaves when they were silent. The remark was often made that slaves were the most contented and happy laborers in the world, and their singing was referred to in proof of this alleged fact. But it was a great mistake to suppose them happy, because they sometime made these joyful noises. The songs of the slaves represented their sorrows rather than joys. They told a tale of woe. They breathed the prayer and complaint of souls boiling over with bitterest anguish. Every tone was a testimony against slavery and a prayer to God for deliverance from chains. To these songs I trace my first glimmering conception of the dehumanizing character of slavery.
Stop that Alabama bus, I don't wanna ride. Stop that Alabama bus, I don't wanna ride. Stop that Alabama bus, I don't wanna ride. Lord, an Alabama boycott, I don't wanna ride. Stop that Alabama bus, I don't wanna ride. Stop that Alabama bus, I don't wanna ride. Stop that Alabama bus, I don't wanna ride. Lord, an Alabama boycott, I don't wanna ride. Lord, there come a bus, don't have no load. You know they tell me that a human being stepped on board. You know they tell me that the man sat on the bus. You know they tell me that the driver began to fuss. He said, The man told the driver, my feet's hurting. The driver told the man to move behind the curtain. Stop that Alabama bus, I don't want to ride. Stop that Alabama bus, I don't want to ride. Stop that Alabama bus, I don't want to ride. Lord, an Alabama boycott, I don't want to ride. I want to tell you about the Reverend Martin Luther King. You know, they tell me that the people began to sing. You know, the man God sent out in the world. You know, they tell me that the man had the mighty nerve. You know, the poor man didn't have a bus to rent. You know, they tell me, great God, he had the mighty strength. And he reminded me of Moses in Israel land. He said, a man ain't nothing but a man. He said, look, yeah, Alabama, don't you see? He said, all of my people gonna follow me. You know, they tell me Reverend King was very hurt. He said, all of my people gonna walk away. They said, look, yeah, boy, you hadn't took a thought. Don't you know you broke the anti-boycott law? They tell me Reverend King said, treat us right. You know, in the Second World War, my father lost his sight. You know, they tell me Abraham signed the pledge one night. He said that all of these men should have their equal rights. You know, they had the trial and Clayton Powell was there. You know, they tell me Clayton Powell asked the world for prayer. You know, Dick went down there to go his bail. You know, they put Reverend King in an Alabama jail. Stop that Alabama bus, I don't want to ride. Stop that Alabama bus, I don't want to ride. Stop that Alabama bus, I don't want to ride. Lord, an Alabama boycott, I don't want to ride. Stop that Alabama bus, I don't want to ride. Stop that Alabama bus, I don't want to ride. Stop that Alabama bus, I don't want to ride. Lord, an Alabama boycott, I don't want to ride. You know, they tell me Reverend King was the violent spy. When all the buses passing, nobody would ride. You know, they tell me that the Negroes was ready to go. They had a walk along the streets until their feet were sore. You know, they tell me Reverend King had spread it the word. Had an Alabama bus stop, so I heard. You know, they sent a lot of money, sent King go on. You know, in 1929, that man was born. You know, the $500 fine, very heavy. You know, the poor man was born the 15th of January. Stop the Alabama bus, I don't want to ride. Stop that Alabama bus, I don't want to ride. Stop that Alabama bus, I don't want to ride. Lord, an Alabama.
So this is the Black History Month edition of the Blues Show tonight, and that was Brother Will Hairston doing Alabama Bus from a set called Definitive Detroit Blues. And before him, the instrumental number was Walter Shaky Horton doing Shaky's Edmonton Blues from a album called In the Tradition, Classic Blues Recordings. And partway into that, we heard Ozzie Davis reading Frederick Douglass, a selection called Singing Slaves, and that's from an album called Every Tone a Testimony. Bessie Brown did Song from a Cotton Field, and that's from Down in the Basement. It's a collection of 78s. The opening instrumental was from Pete Guitar Lewis doing Gone Crazy, and that's from an album called Boogie Uproar, Gems from the Peacock Vaults. And over top of that, we heard Langston Hughes doing The Struggle. And that's also from Every Tone a Testimony. My name is Mary Owishi. We have a wonderful, wonderful lineup tonight of songs that tell the history of some of the history of African Americans. And at the end of the night, well, it's later on in the show, we'll do some real legends of the blues doing live performances. So we're kind of bringing them to life, you know. we're going to keep moving right on. This is Martin Luther King Jr. with a speech, an excerpt of a speech, Birmingham, 1963. Keep moving, but don't worry, it won't be speaking very long, and we'll get right into music, and it'll be really mostly music all night, even when people are speaking. Okay, thanks for joining me. I hope you enjoy this.
Dr. Martin Luther King. Thank you very kindly, my very dear friends. These churches are really loaded tonight. Never in the history of this nation have so many people been arrested for the cause of freedom and human dignity. You know there are approximately 2,500 people in jail right now. Now let me say this, the thing that we are challenged to do is to keep this movement moving. There is power in unity and there's power in numbers. As long as we keep moving like we are moving, the power structure of Birmingham will have to give in. And we are probably nearer to a solution of this problem than we are able to realize. And don't worry about your children. They are going to be all right. Yeah. Don't hold them back if they want to go to jail. For they are doing a job for not only themselves, but for all of America and for all mankind. Somewhere we read, a little child shall lead them. Remember, there was another little child, just 12 years old, and he got involved in a discussion back in Jerusalem as his parents moved down the dusty road leading them back to that little village of Nazareth. And when they got back and bothered him and touched him and wanted him to move on at that moment, he said, I must be about my father's business.
All right.
These young people are about their father's business. And they are carving a tunnel of hope through the great mountain of despair. And they will bring to this nation a newness and a genuine quality and an idealism that it so desperately needs. Now we are going to see that they are treated right. Don't worry about that. The Justice Department is already in here. And they don't have some small fish from the Justice Department. They have some of the big fish in here. We are reminding them at all times that these persons are political prisoners. There's a distinction between a political prisoner and somebody who's there for getting drunk, or somebody who's there for engaging in a robbery. And we're going to see that they are treated right. And go on and not only fill up the jails around here, but just fill up the jails all over the state of Alabama if necessary. Keep this movement going. Keep this movement rolling. In spite of the difficulties, and we're going to have a few more difficulties, keep climbing. Keep moving. If you can't fly, run. If you can't run, walk. If you can't walk, crawl. But by all means, keep moving.
Come on, sing, Danielle. Listen, listen. You got to move. feel it, you got to move. Sing it, feel it, you got to move. Thank you.
got to Luther King's life away. On the 4th of April, in the year 1968. Yes, on the 4th of April, in the year 1968. I'm a mean man. Pop the bullet through Dr. King, man. Hey, I'm not a
set featured Martin Luther King. The first song, or the first speech there, was, of course, Dr. King doing Birmingham 1963, Keep Moving, and that's from an album called Every Tone a Testimony. And then underneath that, we heard You've Got to Move, and also following it, it's by Robert Randolph, of course, the great, great sacred steel player and, you know, blues guitar player as well. Ranked one of the top guitar players by Rolling Stone magazine. That was from an album called Second Sacred Steel Convention on the Arhuli label. And Otis Spann did blues for Martin Luther King. And I think he had the Muddy Waters band there with him. And that's from an album called Box of the Blues. It's actually a box set on the Rounder label. All right, my name is Mary Oishi. Thanks for listening to this Black History Month special. Please don't go away. There's so many more great people coming up. And I'm looking forward to playing this for you tonight and taking a journey together through Black history.